sounds like Stoke more than Chrysler Hall.
What a crowd! This could be the largest crowd we've ever seen here.
We have a bunch of rowdy people on the stage here also are going to give you a real good show tonight. Welcome, Merry Christmas from FM 99 and Whisper Concerts. Thank you all for coming tonight and thank you for listening. Harry will be right out. Remember tonight, in connection for Harry's concern for world hunger, we've all gotten together. Bring your non-perishable food items to Tracks right after the show at Ward's Corner. And for the first 300 folks, we have very fine albums. And also some FM 99 and Whisper Concerts t-shirt. Thanks a lot for your support from Whisper Concerts and FM 99. Gives us great pleasure tonight to bring you Harry Chapin. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Thank you very much. This is going to be a... This has turned out to be one of our great towns. You see, just like athletic teams, there's home and away games for performers, and this has got to be a home concert. I don't care. You know, really. Here's a song about giving guitar lessons and getting a lot more than I bargained for. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four. I come fresh from the street, fast on my feet, kinda lean and lazy. Not much meat on my bones and a whole lot of lawn, more than a little bit crazy. And the old sixth grade was all I had to keep my belly still. And for each full hour less than I gave, I got a crisp $10 bill. She was married for 7 years to a country temple king. She said she wanted to learn to play the guitar and to hear her children sing. So I'd show up about once a week in my faded Bradley jeans, with a back lot full of hobo stories and a bad baby dream. She said, I want to learn a love song full of everything. She said, I want to learn a love song, won't you let me hear you sing? She said, I want to learn a love song, want to hear you play. She said, I want to learn a love song before you go away. So I tried to teach her a couple of chords and an easy melody, but it always turned out to bother the sound to my guitar and me. I could never open 11 in the den, playing stud poker with the boys, while it sang so soft in the living room, too scared to make much noise. I came 1 week and the den was dark, and she met me at the door, and we sat on the couch and we sang and talked till I could not sing no more. You know the silence kept on building, and her eyes grew much too wide, and we could hear most of our heartbeat, cause there was no place to hide. Chronological trip and start with some of the first records and sort of move gradually forward.
You may remember in the spring of 72, an awful lot of people heard a song that was twice as long as anything else on the radio that spring, and would like to do it for you. It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved the flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I've seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. The smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile, just the same. And she said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the too little smiles, I still remember you. Somewhere in a fairy tale, I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of the Dodge, the lesson that had gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress. I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off. Find the sky. Not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together. But I knew it'd never be arranged.
and she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. In my shirt. And she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know. But we'd forgotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress. Guys are gonna fill in the When I'm Stoned, but you know, there was another song in that first album about another vehicular is that you, Ma? There's another song about another method of travel on that first album. I got a call about 3 weeks after the album came out, and there was a guy on the phone. He says, Harry, I hear you got a song about us. I said, excuse me? He said, yes, we're from Greyhound Bus Lines, and we do the national media work for this particular company, and we hear you got a song about us. We'd love to hear it. Maybe we can use it behind some of our commercials. Now, this is, remember when that Coke ad sold about 8 billion copies? You know, I'd like to teach the world. Well, I'm sure that they'd hoped that I'd come up with, I'd like to teach the world to ride a lovely Greyhound bus, or something like that. But I had to tell them that the lyrics of my song were a little bit different. They were, take the Greyhound, it's a dog of a way to get around. And is there a Greyhound terminal here in Norfolk? What do they call it? Greyhound terminal. A lot of civic pride there, I can see right away. Come with us now to the Greyhound Terminal. It's midnight, and we're about to take an all-night trip to the truth. Kim, could you... On cello, Mr. Kim Scholes. Could you get us off and rolling here with a sort of a sound that might be indicative of Greyhound bus? Now, I don't want to be a spoil sport, but that sounded like Continental Trailways to me. Was that a major or a minor chord you just played? Major? Trailways is the major chord. I think Greyhound's a minor chord. Give us a minor chord. That's the air brakes. It's midnight at the depot. And I drag my bags in line. Travel light, got to go, but the bus won't be on time. Everybody's looking half alive. Later on, the bus arrives. I punch my ticket and I find a seat and the more I pass the lights. Come on, drive away the heat. It's cold out in the night. I keep telling to myself that I don't care. Down. Tired of watching my night go by, so I look across the aisle. The window's frosted, I can't sleep, but the girl returns my smile. She reminds me of someone I knew back home. So it goes, so it goes. Coffee's tasting tight. My eyes roll over dead. Got to go outside, get the gas out of my head. Oh, stepping off of this dirty bus, first time I've understood. Got to be the going, not the getting there, that's good. Now that's a thought for keeping, if I could. Got to be the going, not the getting there, that's good. Well, all right, Norfolk.
Now here's a song that in our travels around on this, after the second album came out, we started putting together an a cappella version of it. Sort of was our theme song for the first couple of years. And I'm going to use this song to introduce Big John, who used to be the boy soprano soloist, Grace Church Episcopal Choir for Boys and Men in Brooklyn Heights, New York. And since then, he's gone through the heaviest puberty in history.
Thank you.
He used to do the high part in Taxi with no problem. Now he's got to cross his legs and pray. But here's the song.
A one, two, three, ba-doom,
boom. Boom, 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 boom. I came into town with a knapsack on my shoulder and a pocket full of stories that I just had to tell. You know I've knocked around a bit and I've had my share of small town glory. Time to hit the city and that crazy carousel. And I've been feeling sorry for myself, but I know I was only lonely, just like everybody else. Until you brought your Sunday morning sunshine, I hear it to my Monday morning rain. Well, it feels so good now. You taught me happiness just one time. It keeps on coming back again. For I had not known your love. You see, it's funny how a thing can put on a different face when it holds the one you care for. It becomes a different place. And I never felt so long from ago. Oh baby, you brought me halfway home. Hey, you know something? I just got passed a note here. It says, Harry, Mr. Irby's and Mr. Marvasso's class at Williams Intermediate School collected 754 cans for the needy in the past 3.5 weeks. 6th graders in Virginia Beach. Mr. Chippock sponsored the drive. Chippock, Marvasso, and Irby are here tonight, and I hope the kids are out there listening. I tell you what, I got a brand new song that's about our educational system. It doesn't sound like these three gentlemen are part of the problem, but catch this story. I've got 2 kids. Actually, I got 5. My wife had 3 when I met her. We've had 2 since by the normal methods. But the youngest are 5 and 6, and they're going to school for the first time, first grade and kindergarten, and they're coming into contact. Well, they've been reading now for a couple of years, and the teacher gets disturbed by that because they don't fit into the norm. So anyway, catch this song. See what you think, especially those kids out there listening. Well, a little boy
went first day of school, got some crayons and started to draw. He put colors all over the paper, four colors was what he saw. And the teacher said, "What you doing, young man?" "I'm painting flowers," he said. She said, "It's not the time for art, young man. And anyway, flowers are green and red. There's a time for everything, young man, and the ways that should be done. You got to show concern for everyone else, or you're not the only one." And she said,
"Flowers are red, young man. Green leaves are green. Flowers any other way than the way they're always."
The little boy said, "There are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone." Well, the teacher said, "You're sassy, there's ways that things should be. They are, so repeat after me." And she says,
"Flowers are red, young man. Green leaves are green. No need to see flowers any other way than the way they're always."
The young boy said, "There are so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone." And are responding like you should. And he still said, "So many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors on the flower, and I see everyone." Well, finally he got lonely, frightened thoughts filled his head, and he went up the teacher, and this is what he said. And he said, "Flowers are red, green leaves are green. There's no need to see flowers any other way than the way they always have been seen." Some way to make our children say, "There's so many colors in the rainbow, so many colors in the morning sun, so many colors in the flower, and I see everyone."
Well, all right. I love it. Thank you. It's 1965, and the draft situation has gotten so bad that my brothers Tom and Steve had to go back to college, or else go to Vietnam. They punk out and take college. And I was a veteran from my earlier stint at the Air Force Academy. I was going to learn to fly. And so I didn't have to worry about it. I started trying to make it as a single in Greenwich Village in New York, and it wasn't going very well. I would sing it at Pass the Hat clubs. Actually, they weren't past the hat. They were past the plastic basket. And you do four or five sets, 17 people at the place if you're lucky. And at 12 or 1 o'clock, the evening would be winding down. You'd look in the basket, and it'd be $2.19. And somebody was trying to tell you something. So you take your battered ego outside where they're rolling up the sidewalk, and you go a couple blocks away where there's another girl who's... Well, there's a girl who's going through some problems herself. It's like two trees that have fallen down, and they're lucky enough to fall towards each other and get their branches intertwined so they don't hit the ground. She'd had a baby by a prior relationship, and whenever I got there, the baby was long since asleep. So the song I called about her and us. And the baby never cries. When I sung out one more evening, yes, I'm wrung out feeling beat. And I walk on out the door once more to an empty city street. Good guitar will serve you well when you're living in the light, but it's never gonna warm you in the middle of the night. So I come and go with her, whispers each and every time she says she dies. When she is born again, I kiss her, and the baby never cries. She works in the daytime, she leaves a baby with a friend, and I sing every evening, only see her now and then. Come to her at midnight, when about half the world's asleep, and she puts me back together in the hours before I says she dies. When she is born again, kiss her, and the baby never and then
kiss her. And the baby never What did the kids say when they knew it was their long lost daddy? Oh, remember how we listened to the radio and I said that's the place to be. Now I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was the kids and I was in the AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left your face. Let me tell you about what's gone down. Take off in my car. You can travel on 10,000 miles, still stay where you are. I've been thinking that I should stop this joking and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down if you take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. Guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. Morning, boys, who's heard but never seen.
Everyone, about this time in my life, I made a discovery. This was 1974. And I suddenly realized there was a truth out there that I had never perceived before that was going to change the way I looked at the world forever. I was on the road an awful lot with the guys, and we played in a lot of different halls, took a lot of trains, a lot of planes, a lot of cars, and stayed in a lot of motels, but the thing we started doing also is eating in an awful lot of greasy spoon restaurants. And we suddenly realized, I suddenly realized, that all of the greasy spoon restaurants in America
are owned by the same person.
Now, this was a revelation of major import. I mean, what do you do with something like that? It's as much of a chain as Hojo's or McDonald's or Kentucky Fried Chicken or whatever. I mean, they're just smart enough. They sell the same product, grease, but they got different names. So what do you do? Well, I wondered the length, breadth, height, and depth of America, wondering what to do, until I went on the Tonight Show. And there, as one of the other co-hosts, or one of the other guests, was Mr. Anderson, Jack Anderson. You know the guy who writes all the expose columns? And I went up to him and I said, "Mr. Anderson, I have got the biggest scoop of your career." He looked at me and he blinked a couple of times, and I said, "Mr. Anderson, you may not believe this. Are you here, Tricky Dick? God damn. I said, "Mr. Anderson, you may not believe this, but all of the greasy spoon restaurants in America are owned by B.B. Rebozo." He looked at me, blinked a couple of times sadly, and walked away. And I suddenly realized, oh God, this is bigger than I thought. They've bought out Jack Anderson. Now what do you do? I mean, you're against a conspiracy of unsurpassed magnitude. Well, sometime, some moment, it comes to pass that one single soul American faces the moment when he must risk his life, his sacred honor, his family, his career, everything, but stand up and be counted. I was going to sit down as a singer-songwriter and write an incisive four-verse document delineating the various abuses of the greasy spoon industry in these here United States of America. Thank you, my friends. You can vote for me next year. Now, luckily, as I mentioned before, we get a chance to do a lot of research. The first verse of my four-verse epic was very easy. We were in Brooklyn Heights, New York. We went to a place called Maria's Diner. It's right next to the Hotel Bossert, where you can get other things. And wrote a first verse. Then we went to St. Louis, Kiel Opera House, across from it, a place called the Crystal Burger, where the hamburgers float away on the grease. Then we went to San Diego, played at the Civic Center there, and ate at a diner where the eggs move. And just as I was about to get cocky, just as about I was going to come with this magnitudinous document delineating the problem, the muse left. I wasn't able to finish the song. I traveled again, once again, the height, the width, the depth, the breadth, the load, the in, the down of America, looking for my long-lost fourth verse, until, brothers and sisters, until we came to Rochester, New York. And there, lo and behold, in the men's room of Jay's Diner on Route 15, the long-lost fourth verse of our greasy spoon song unfolded in front of our very eyes. Now, I am willing to recreate that moment for you tonight if you will do one thing. Thank God you asked. I want all of you to close your eyes like the great method actors do and mentally transport yourself to your favorite Virginia Beach or Norfolk greasy spoon. Okay? Just, can you smell it? Can you taste it? Can you feel it? Not your neighbor's thighs, sir. Come on. Have some decorum here. Are you ready for this song? Are you ready? You better be ready up in the cheap seats, because I always count on you up there, okay? First verse. The old greasy spoon is a place where I eat quite a lot. And they make them good burgers, but the coffee, it ain't so hot. I'm served by a man with a sad face grin. There's no telling where his 10 fingers have been. It's the old greasy spoon is well known as a Birmingham spot. Say, I've been there, huh? Well, I come in past midnight, and I catch the best of the crowd. There's that little old lady who's laughed at for crying out loud. But she pays for her food with a counterfeit bill. She glides out the door past the boy dressed to kill. It's a motorbike cowboy whose hair has more grease than the grill. And there are flies all over the counter, and there are roaches on the floor. When you walk through that dirty glass door, the queen at the counter eyes his legs in disdain. Then he orders some fruit juice before he returns to the chain. The maid in the back booth is picking her nose. Does she or doesn't she? Everyone knows. It's the old greasy spoon, the place where the real best has gone. Slip out a greasy one, Dougie. The long lost fourth verse. The thank you, Rochester verse. The truth is stranger than fiction verse. I go to the restroom, and there are some names on the wall. There are graphic descriptions and all of the numbers to call. You can't call it dirty, you can't call it clean. Sort of a basic all-American latrine. I go to the head, but there are 4 legs in the stall. You can say in the bathroom that someone was having a fall. It's the old green says, oh, my stomach feels queasy. It's the old green says, if the old greasy spoon, there's things in my french fries, Harry. It's the old greasy spoon.
And won't you please hold those, hold those. Those of the flies.
Well, all right. I'd like to do another song that features Big John in the role of Mr. Tenor.
Mr. Tanner was a cleaner from a town in the Midwest, and of all the cleaning shops around, he'd made his the best. But he also was a baritone, he sang while hanging clothes, practiced scales while pressing tails, and sang in local shows. His friends and neighbors praised the voice that poured out from his throat. They said that he should use his gift instead of cleaning coats.
Dayton, Ohio, made his town hall debut last night. He came well prepared, but unfortunately his presentation was not up to contemporary professional standards. His voice lacks the range of tone color necessary to make it consistently interesting. Full-time consideration of another endeavor might be in order. Came home to Dayton and was questioned by his friends, but he smiled and just said nothing, and they never sang again. Excepting very late at night when the shop was dark and closed. He sang softly to himself as he sorted through the clothes.
From here, so, and it is not.
On drums, Mr. Howard Fields. On lead guitar, Mr. Douglas Walker.
I'd like to get Steve to do his new song, unless you want to do Let Time Go Light. It's up to you. My brother Steve on piano, our producer, our leader, our arranger.
I let time go lightly.
Wait a sec while I get unfolded.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
My child arrived just the other day. Came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch, bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away. As he was growing, yes, I knew I'm gonna be like you. He said, I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and a silver spoon. Little boy, to the man of the moon. When you're coming home, that I don't know when. We'll get together then, son. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball that your mom let play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his mind never dimmed. He said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu. But it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as he hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he's grown up just like me. A boy is just like me.
I was a filmmaker between 1965 and 1971. I thought I was giving up music for good. And you guys did both shows tonight, huh? And even though I was supposedly out of music, I still was an observer of the musical scene. I was especially fascinated by the second English invasion. You remember the first one was the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, Jerry and the Pacemakers, Dave Clark Five, Herman and the Hermits, 64, 65. The second one was 68, 69. It was Engelbert Humperdinck and Tom Jones. Now, these guys would, you know, dress in tuxedos, and they wouldn't play guitars. They'd sit out in the front like this and try to seduce the ladies in the front row and sing passionate love ballads, and get a little sweaty, unbutton their tie, you know, the bow tie, fling it out at the audience. And this is the part that got me. Ladies' undergarments come floating back to them. Now, I must admit, I'm a little bit confused about the process. I mean, do you bring them in a brown paper bag? Or, can you imagine in your pocket, or you're sitting next to somebody who starts going, wild image, right? So, I'm up here to sing a passionate love ballad for the ladies in the front row, and I will probably get some jockey shorts thrown at me, but...
Yeah, and that's if you're lucky.
So, I would like to do this song. It's about the ultimate blind date. You see, if you have a blind date these days and it ends up not working out well, it's a long evening, right? But imagine 100 years ago when you've been trading letters about 1,000 miles away because you're a lonely farmer in the Great Plains states, and the girl you're writing works in a factory town, maybe Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, maybe works in North. And after a couple of letters, sending pictures taken on a very good day, they decide to get married and via the mail. And so she gets on board a train for a two-day trip out there. And we're at the scene where they first meet. He's standing at a railroad depot, which is nothing more than a watering hole beside a single track across the prairie. And she's the only passenger on a train that's way down the line that's gradually growing larger. Mail order Annie. Did not think it could be you, but you're the only one that got off the train. So you must be my wife, Miss Annie Halsey. Yes, yes, I guess I am your husband. Hello, I'm Harry Crane.
Comes whistling through the cracks there.
church man from the North Coast Plain. He's one girl from the city who's been thrown out on her own. And I'm standing here not sure what to say to you, except in mail order and it let you and me go home. Mail order Emmy, never mind your crying, your tears are sweet rain in my empty life. Mail order Emmy, can't you see I'm trying to tell you that I'm glad you're here, you who are the woman who's come to be my
a song that involves everybody in the group. It's about an old black blind blues street preacher and guitar picker. When a kid heard the word I'm in Brooklyn, it was the second year of medical school. When Sass and James threw his guitar case, his father said,
Mabel, that goddamn kid's got to be a fool.
Clarence Olivier is quaking in his boots, Steve. Method acting, uh-huh. Well, he jumped on board a Greyhound bus. It took him 2 days to get to Mobile. No, it took 2 more weeks to track that old man down. He never doubted that the rumor was real. He met the old man stood by the storefront. He had a white cane hanging from his belt. So it seemed like the metal had to melt. He was the last of the street corner singer. Made his final yells of boom. Was in his throat was like a bullfrog throat. Yes, it's he who invented the blues.
Oh, the pay is blues. Oh, now you got to live and got your blues, boy. You know you got to give them, got to stone sweet. Like a slow blues rhythm, like a heartbeat. You'll always be with the one you married to, the blues boy. The guitar is your wife. Yes, I like that fine woman whom you're faithful to, all right.
All right, old man.
Well, the kid walks up as a blind man, saying his hand was bent to put a $6 away.
Hell, I'm bound.
All right.
Well, that young kid nods his head with a great big grin and says,
oh, where'd the weed begin?
That old man replies,
if you say it with me, this is how it's got
to be.
Play it.
To play the blues, boy. You got to live, got your blues, boy. You know you got to give, you got to start to sleep. Like a slow blue rhythm, like a heartbeat. You'll always be with the when you marry to the blues, boy. Your guitar is your wife. Is like that fine old woman who you're faithful to for life.
I look here, boy. You know I ain't no guru. I'm just a blind light preacher man. Guitar, she's my gospel child. I preach it with the preaching, hey, yeah. You were albino, no.
That's okay to get up and say, I just want to pick
that son of a gun. Oh, boy, that's not the way. That ain't no damn typewriter you playing. You got a charisma like a woman, boy.
Like this old man.
No, no. A fool plays the blues like Machine Gun Kelly. 500 notes to the ball. Watch out. If you're gonna stick with me, you gotta learn what the blues really are. Come on, yeah. Let's get going. Time to go to town. We gotta dig the breed in a game of town. We're out of town to bow wow.
Get the hand of the old blues man. Lead him all around the sound. Now, baby, the old man's trying to make the white boy learn.
Wow, wow, wow. To play the blues, boy. You got to live them, got to do them. You know you got to give them, got to start sweet.
Like a slow blues, like a heartbeat. You'll always be with them when you marry the blues, boy. Your guitar is your wife.
Big John, little Dougie.